It could be called the State Budget Surprise of 2014, unveiled, discussed, and voted on in a marathon budget committee hearing in less than 3 minutes.
We will take the vote on the Senate side. It's a 3-1 on the Assembly side. It's a 4.
None of those legislators had actually seen or debated the bill in question, a renewal of a tax break for solar energy systems. On Sunday night, the state Senate gave final approval, and in the hallway outside the Senate chambers, well-connected lobbyists who had been pushing the bill celebrated with hugs and high fives. The solar tax break, to be fair, is nothing new. It's been around in California for most of the past 30 years, making new solar installations exempt from triggering a property tax reassessment. But the current tax break expires in 2017. This last-minute deal extends the tax break another 8 years. Most legislative Democrats voted yes. One, though, voted no. And he's actually a solar energy supporter, Humboldt County Assembly member Wes Chesbro.
Well, it was not a no vote on the policy. It was a no vote on the process and the procedure. I just simply wanted to make a statement that that's not the way we should be doing things.
Wes Chesbro is a former budget chairman himself and now chairs the Assembly's Natural Resources Committee. That's the very policy committee in which the solar tax break bill would have been heard had it not been quietly slipped into the budget.
That's a bill that would have come to our committee so that the public would have had a chance to participate in all sides of the argument. And there is an argument. So it wasn't like it was a bill that everybody loves.
Who doesn't love it? Backers of wind, biomass, and other renewables. They argue solar no longer needs extra help. County governments also oppose the bill as it constrains local property taxes. The only legislator pushing the solar surprise was Democratic State Senator Mark Leno of San Francisco, who unveiled it late Thursday night.
So this is a great program. It's about to sunset, and what this proposal...
But again, the solar tax break wasn't about to sunset, the government term for expiring. I asked Senator Leno just before Sunday's budget vote about the wisdom of hurriedly extending that sunset provision.
The point of a sunset is to re-examine something, to see if it's working, to calculate the cost. It's never been heard in a policy committee to have that considered.
That's a point well taken. Nonetheless, this, I would challenge you, is hardly the only policy decision that we're making in this budget process.
That, say some, is precisely the problem with how budget-related bills called trailer bills are written.
If you're a well-connected interest group in this town, there's no better place to sneak a piece of major policy change other than a trailer bill.
Philip Ung is with the bipartisan reform group California Forward. He says the last few years have seen a lot more budget transparency, but the process still favors insiders with influence.
You have the regular person's track, where if you want a major policy proposal, it'll take you a year. And then you have the fast track, which is where the special interest groups really take advantage.
None of the lobbyists working for various solar industry groups on this bill returned our calls or emails seeking comment. As for a cost-benefit analysis of California's property tax break for solar installations, well, maybe there will be one the next time around in 2025. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.